So if we were to look at the people who are on the OA at study commission, Joe, Meredith, Mike, you know, just representing Friends of Casco Bay, what would be your dream list for this kind of money? What would you want to see developed so that you can get to that uniformity of measuring? Because that's what it seems like the big question is. And this is, it's very noteworthy. We're all clear on the problem of the data should be comparable. What is it? What is your mission?
It's a great complexity, as was mentioned earlier, when you've got seasonal fluctuations, whether or not you're putting monitoring stations where there are fundamental freshwater inputs or stormwater runoff inputs, whether they're riverine or urban. Those are going to create very different kinds of fluxing data sets. So, you know, who gets something monitored in their embayment and who doesn't, and how does that get decided? We've had a difference already that's come up in our conversations over the last year, right, between sort of semi-offshore, relatively inshore monitoring versus river gauging, right? Bill Mook was talking about river gauging, and so the OA Study Commission had talked about the need for that. And that need is tremendous in the state of Maine. Our river inputs are huge, and we really don't understand, I think, to any scientific complexity, what's affecting our coastal waters from those huge riverine inputs after big snow melts or big rain events. So those are the kinds of questions we really have to grapple with. As you were saying, you've got to know what you want to ask before you can design a good data collection process. And until we're figuring that out, unless there are some general things we think that we can continue to monitor in fundamental chemistry, which is what we're going to continue to do in the Bay with more frequency, hourly measurements around the clock, year-round, that becomes a very kind of critical piece. You know, where do we start? And all that said, I also believe in that John Cage quote, begin anywhere, let's just get going. The clock
is
ticking.
Is it fair to restate that sort of as who's in charge?
Well, there is a leadership vacuum here, I think, which is why it's interesting to have this group continue to reconvene and keep, I mean, democracy's messy, as we all know, right? But we're trying to figure this out together, because I think for any one person to stand up and say, this is the way we should do it, and this, right away, they're going to be looking out for their home water or body or for their local clam flats or whatever that is. And so having a bigger, messier public process seems more fair. But it's hard to get off the dime. We continue to circle around these questions, and I hope you're going to figure out how we're going to move through getting to some answers, because we continue to throw up questions.